Okay, Parshas Drachim, this is Drush number 2. This is the final part. We're going to finish the Drush this time, Yom Yirtzeh Hashem. So, we were discussing, of course, the discussion whether the Avos had a... if the Jews before Matan Torah had a din of a Ben Noach or a Yisrael. So, continuing in that discussion, there is a Medrash in Parshas Vayeshev that says that the sea split because of the schus of Yosef. It says, it's in Parsha Pei Zayin, Simen Yud. It says, Shimon Ish Kitron Omer B'schus Yosef Nikra Hayam Li Yisrael. As it says, Hayom Ra'a Vayanos B'schus Vayazov Bigdo Vayanos. It's playing the word Vayanos, that Yosef ran, the sea ran away because Yosef ran away. So the Parsha Drachim said, what Shaychus, what does that mean? So he's saying what it means is, if you recall, he said a Medrash in previously, that the sea didn't want to split. When it came to Kriyas Yamsuf, the sea didn't want to split because it said that the Yidden were also of the Avodah Zarah, meaning that they were Chayiv, because if they had a din of a Yisrael, so then they're Chayiv even on a onus to give up their lives. And if they had a din of a Ben Noach, then they're chayav even on a shogeg. So the sea didn't want to split. Okay, so it had two chumras, and that's what that we talked about last time. But let's say this, that if they had a din of a Ben Noach, so then they'd be chayav. A Ben Noach is chayav even on a shogeg. Like, a Ben Noach doesn't need to be warned. Ben Noach is chayav even on a shogeg. So that's why it didn't want to split. So Yosef's answer is, now Yosef ran away. He put his life in danger with Eishes Potiphar. She had threatened him if he didn't listen to her. He put his life in danger because of Eishes Potiphar. And why did he do that? If he had a din of a Ben Noach, then he's not mechuyev to give up his life for any of the Shavuot Mitzvahs, as we said, with the possible exception of murder. So why would he have run away and given up his, put himself in danger? Oh, he must have held. He had a din of a Jew. Okay, if you have a din of a Jew, then you are mechayev to give up your life. So therefore, since Yosef ran away, he was showing he had a din of a Yid. And if he had a din of a Yid, then the Jews at Kriyas Yamsuf also had the din of Yidden. And therefore, they'd be putter in a shogeg. So that's what it said, the sea split because Yosef ran away. It's not just a play on the word Bayanas, it's because Yosef showed that they had a din of a Jew. So therefore, the Bnei Yisrael had a din of a Yidden, and therefore they were considered shogegin about what happened in about the Avodah Zarah, and therefore that's why the sea was able to split. Okay, this also explains a medrash. There's another beautiful medrash that says, "Zemachlokas, where were we? Mehechan zocha to Birkas Kohanim? How were we zocha to Birkas Kohanim?" And the medrash makes a machlokas. It's up either from Avram or from Matan Torah, because it says by the Birkas Kohanim Ko Sivarchu, uses the word Ko, and by Avram it says Ko Giya Zaracha. So will your children be. So either we were zochated from Avram, or like it says by Matan Torah, Ko Sermu L'Bnei Yisrael, go tell the Bnei Yisrael. So it says, Lashana there also of Ko. So again, what is this Medrash teaching us? There's lots of places where it says Ko. Anyway, it's the same, he says the same thing when it's saying, how are we zochah to the mitzvah? To how are we zochah to Birkas Kohanim? It doesn't mean, how are we zochah? It means really like, when did we get zochated? What made us be zochah to it? Who are we zochah to it from? And that's the machlokas, where we zocha to it from the time of Avram or from the time of Matan Torah. What does that mean? Well, there's something special about Birkas Kohanim. It says that Hashem is nosei chein to Bnei Yisrael, is nosei panim. Even if we sin, Hashem forgives us and Hashem still loves us. Hashem is nosei panim to Klal Yisrael, because we make a bracha, we bench even on less than a shir daraisa, even on a pachas mikashir. So when did we get that tzchus of having a special din of Yidden? That Hashem would be nosei panim to us. And that's what the Medrash says, either from the time of Avram or from the time of Matan Torah. How do you see that? From the word ko? Because by Avram, the pasuk quoting by Avram is ko yia zarecha. And that's when Hashem told Avram, go out from your astrology, because ein mazal li Yisrael, because you're a Jew, and ko yia zarecha. So that Medrash, that Tana is saying that we were zochated from the time of Avram, where you see Avram had a din of a Yid. And so we had the din, this special din of Hashem being nosech panim to us. Again, not really so much the Birkas Kohanim part of it, but that Hashem is nosech panim to the Jewish people. We had that starting from Avram, because he really had a din of a Yid, as it said, ko yia zaracha. And that showed that he was above mazel. And the other man, the Amr, holds no, it's from the time upon Torah that we were considered Yidden to have the schus of Hashem being no say panim tas. Okay. And again, continuing further in this theme, another beautiful medrash about Ko. If you recall, we had mentioned about Moshe. The medrash is it is in Yakut Shemoni Remez Kuf Samach Zayin. And it says, Moshe looked Ko Vacho before he killed the Mitzri. So the Medrash said what he was looking at. The Medrash says he was nestakel that Avram. By Avram it says, Ko Yezaracha. And then he killed the Mitzri. What's pshat in that Medrash? You know, it sounds like it's a ununderstandable Medrash. And when you've read Pashas Drachim, it's like, oh, obviously. Right? Because Moshe wasn't sure whether he should kill the Mitzri. Why not? Because the Pashas Drachim already explained to you that the Mitzri was hitting another Jew. Okay, so if you didn't have a din of a Ben Noach, so then a Akram Shehika is Yisrael is Chayv Misa. But if the Yidden had a din of a Ben Noach at the time, Akram Shehika, Akram just hitting, is not a Chayv Misa. So he wasn't sure if that Mitzri who was hitting the Jew had a din Chayv Misa because Yidden had a status of Jews or not. So Vayifen Ko Vacho, the Medrash said he looked at Avram that it said Ko Yezaracha. Oh, he saw Avram. Avram had a din of a Yid because it said Ko Yezaracha, which meant that he would have children and in Mazal Yisrael, which meant he had a status of a Yid. So that's why Moshe looked at that before, and then he realized, okay, so it must be that the Jews right now have din of Israel, in which case this Mitzri is Chayv Misa. So that's Vayifen Ko Vacho. Okay, now we get back to the hard part. The beginning of this whole drush started with this Medrash, based on the psukim in Shir HaShirim. And the pasuk there said, the psukim there say, Achas Lanu Ketana, and that the Medrash says that refers to Avram. We have a little sister named Avram. And she, Ketana means because he didn't know mitzvahs well. Vishadayim Einla meant that he wasn't taught mitzvahs. I mean, he had to learn it on his own. And Mana Salachasinu Biyom Shiyidu, but the Malachim are saying, what should we do with our little sister in the day she's spoken about? That referred to the day Nimrod threw Avram in the Kibshan Aish. And they, Hashem says, Imchoma hi nivnala im maimidvarim kachoma, meaning if he stands up to the test, Hashem says, I will save him. And Avram responds, Ani choma v'shadai kimigdalos, I am a wall, I will do the right thing, I'm not going to get thrown in the fire. And shadai kimigdalos are, that's Hanani, Mishalom, and Azariah. So, what in the world does all that mean? So he brings the Marashafa's explanation, which he doesn't like. Then it means that what should we do since we're not sure if Avram's going to, since he taught himself mitzvahs, we don't know, he's not so malumin in mitzvahs, maybe he won't do the right thing and throw himself into the fire. So Pashas Drachim doesn't like this, because then what's it saying that Hashem says, if he jumps in, I'll save him? Okay, well, no one was mesupek Hashem would save him. The question was, would he jump in? And why were we mentioning Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah at all? Okay, anyway, he doesn't like, he has a long whole speech there, why he doesn't like the Maharsha Yafa, but let's get to what he does like. His pshat is the following. So he's saying this Medrash is discussing exactly what we've been discussing the whole time. The Malachim, when they said, what are we going to do? It's exactly this issue that was bugging them. Did Avram have the status of a Yid or not? And that's what they weren't sure. Ma na'aseh lachosinu biyom shiyidu berba. What are we going to do if they throw Avram in the pit, in the fire? What's the question? The question is, did he have a din of a Ben Noach, or did he have a din of a Yid? If he had a din of a Ben Noach, so then he's not mechuyev to give up his life. Al kiddush Hashem. But if that happens, then the name of Avodah Zarah will become, you know, that was Nimrod's whole point in throwing him in the fire, was that people would stop thinking about Hashem. He wanted Avodah Zarah to be the only name in town. So, the only came in town, the only name in town. So the Malachim didn't know what's going to be. If he throws him in the pit, if Avram has a din of a Nachri, he's not going to give up his life. He shouldn't give up his life. But then the name of Avodah Zarah will become famous. And Hashem can't save him, because if he does, in other words, if he does decide to throw himself in the fire, so then it would be an Avera, and Hashem can't save his life, because like the Rambam, that if someone is not mechuyev to give up their life, if Avram had the status of a ben Noach, he's not mechuyev to give up his life, then he's not allowed to give up his life. In which case, he's going to, if he does decide to throw himself in the fire, he'll for sure be killed. Hashem's not going to make an ace for a Baal Aveira. So what are we going to do? Manasa, we're stuck here. Avram has a din of a ben Noach. I mean, the Malachim were of the opinion they had a din, or thought maybe he had the din of a ben Noach, so therefore we would be stuck. If he does jump in, he's going to die. If he doesn't jump in, like is what they thought was the right thing for Avram to do, so then the name of Avodah Zarah would be spread, so we're stuck. So Hashem says, no, I'm going to save Avram. Why? Because he has the din of a Yid. And the proof to it is as the Pasuk says, something like that, I forget the exact words. It says, if he throws himself in, we will build on him. Nivno soba olam. What does that mean, nivno soba olam? He's going to last forever. He's going to have children. And, well, how's he going to have children? How are you going to be nivna alay? How's he going to have children? He's if he had a bit status of a ben Noach, he couldn't have children. That's what Hashem was saying. I'm going to be bona from him, meaning he has a din of Yisrael, because ein mazal Yisrael, and he's going to have children, and therefore he's allowed to jump in the fire. He should jump in the fire because he has a din of a Yisrael. And then Avraham responds that ani choma v'shandai kimigdalos. He was saying that I could even jump in the fire, even if I didn't have a status of a Yid. Avraham saying, even if I wasn't a Yid, I could jump in the fire and it would be good. Why? In other words, you, Malachim, are completely wrong. First of all, I have a din of Israel. Second of all, even if I didn't have a din of Israel. Avraham's saying, either way, that even if he didn't have a din of Israel, he can jump in the fire anyway. Why? So one of two ways. Either like the Rishonim, not like the Rambam, that says you have a right to opt in, and you can give up your, you could be machmir and give up your life if you want for Kiddush Hashem, or for something else. And what's that? So either way, you learn it from this Gemara about Hananya Mishael Vazaria. What's the Sheikh Stavra Hananya Mishael Vazaria? So he explains, the Gemara says, Maro Hananya Mishael Vazaria to throw themselves in the fire, right? Hananya Mishael Vazaria threw themselves in the fire, and the Gemara asks, what did they see? Maro to do this, to give up their lives? And it says they learned from the Tzfardea in Mitzrayim, right? The Tzfardea threw themselves into the fire, so just like they gave up their lives, Hakadosh Hashem, Hananya Mishael Vazaria made a kal vachomer. If they can give up their lives, Hakadosh Hashem, certainly we, who can give up our lives, Hakadosh Hashem. If frogs don't get tzchar, certainly we, and therefore they threw themselves into the fire. So Tosis there asks, what do you need to learn from the frogs from? Right? This is Din Befar Hesia. You have to give up. They had to give up their life. This is Avodah Zarah in front of everybody in Befar Hesia. So of course they had to give up their lives. Why'd they have to look to the frogs? So the answer given is that it wasn't really real Avodah Zarah. It was Andarta Shel Melech. It was just a stature for the king. The only problem is that people were used to Avodah Zarah there, or would look bad, or, it was L'migdor Milsa. So the Nemuke Yosef learns from here that if a gadol wants to make, in other words, even if you hold like the Rambam, that you can't opt in to give up your life on Kiddush Hashem, there is an exception. This case, a gadol can decide if the generation needs it that they'll look to him and see. So then a gadol can throw himself into the fire even if they don't absolutely mechayev to. And that's what Hananya Mishael Vazaria did. They learned it from the frogs, that if you need for purposes of a Kiddush Hashem, like a gadol in a gadol or whatever, some type of Kiddush Hashem, then you are allowed to opt in, even like the Rambam, again, if it's a case that the generation needs it, they make their milsa, that kind of thing. That's what the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef said. So therefore, Avram said, I could even if I wasn't a Yid, I could throw myself in the fire. Because either, again, like Tosis, so you're allowed to opt in if you just want to be Machmer, or even like the Rambam. But here, Nimrod was trying to make it that only Avodah Zarah would be known in the world. So it's similar to the Gadol, that he had a right to. A Gadol can to make a Kiddush Hashem for the whole door. People need to see it. He can do it, even according to the Rambam, and we learned that from the frogs. That's why Avraham mentioned, I'm like Hananya Mishael Vazaria, meaning either that's a good riot of Tosos that a person can opt in, as you see from Hananya Mishael Vazaria, which wasn't real Avodah Zarah, or you learn like the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef, that a Gadol specifically can make an exception that he can give up his life. So either way, he had a right, because of the situation, to opt in to die Al Kiddush Hashem. Okay, and then the last point he brings is the Gemara, rather. This explains the Gemara in Sota on Daf Yudam and Peis that said when Yehuda heard what Tamar said, so he was going to have her burnt, and he said Tzadka Mimeni. So the Gemara in Sota says that because you, Yehuda, saved two souls, she was pregnant with two people, I am going to save Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, which were his great-great-grandkids. So, L'chora, what Shaychis? What does it mean? Because you, Yehuda, saved Tamar's two children, Tamar and her children, I will save Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah. What does one have to do with the other? So he says, again, it's all the same issue. That Yehuda, like we know from this whole discussion, Yehuda was on the side of that they had a din of a ben Noach. Yehuda held that they weren't din of Israel. They had a din of a ben Noach. In which case, when she said, Tzadka mimeni, that they were from me, meaning, well, whatever, you know, she told the story, she was tining that I'm not really your daughter-in-law, because they were Boel her Shalok, the Erva Onan were Boel her Shalok Kedarka, and by a Ben Noach, that is not a Kenyan, that makes Yehuda not her father-in-law, in which case the whole act was Mutter. So that's why Yehuda said, oh great, Tzadka Mimeni, she's good, she's fine, it's, you know, the whole thing's okay. Since we have a din of a Ben Noach, it's not a problem. Here's the only problem, though. Didn't he know that his grandfather, great-grandfather, whatever, Avram, threw himself inside the Kivshan Aish and was saved? So didn't he learn from that that it must be that you're wrong and you do have a din of Yidden? After all, Avram was saved from the Kivshan Aish. And why would Hashem have saved him if he wasn't mechuyev to do it? It must be that Avram had a din of a Yid. So Yehuda, don't you see that you have a din of a Yid? Why do you think you have the din of a Ben Noach? So Yehuda would say that either he holds like, you could, you know, it could be Tosus is right, or it could be that Avram, again, was, if the Limigder Mills, if the door needs it, so someone can throw themselves inside the Kivshan Aish. So therefore, and where did he learn that from? He learned that from, or where do you see it also? Hanani, Mishael, Ve'Azariah, that's the exact same case. It wasn't real Avodah Zarah, and yet they opted in. So it's not a Kasha. In other words, really, they could have the status of a Ben Noach. He can say Tzadka Mimeni, he could say that they did have a din of a Ben Noach, and the fact that Avram was saved is not a kasher, because you look to Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, you'll see that you have a right to opt in if the door needs it. And if you learn that Tzadka Mimeni, it's like Hashem said it, right? That's what Chazal said, a Baskal came out in Tzadka Mimeni, that Hashem arranged this all, so the Parshas Drachim says, so that's because Hashem agreed with him. Meaning that even if you have the status of a Ben Noach, so you can give up your life, you can opt in. So at the end of the day, this is basically the end. It's not the end. We have another drush shlishi on the general topic. But if you come out of these first two drushes, if I asked you, bottom line, what does the Pashas Drachim hold? It's not so clear. I don't think it's so clear. I would think that most of the times he seems to say that they did have a din that the Jews did have the status of Yehudim, Kodim Matan Torah. But at the end here, he ends off with saying that it sounds like he agreed that they didn't. So again, it's not clear. Okay, we'll stop here.